Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, a fourth USDA food inspector has died of the coronavirus. That comes as the meatpacking plants they inspect have become hotspots for outbreaks. At least 10,000 meatpacking workers across the country have been infected, likely far more, and at least 30 have died. Kim Cordova is president of the UFCW Local 7 Union, which represents workers in Colorado and Wyoming, including meatpackers. She joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with the workers that you represent, several thousand workers for the food processing giant JBS. What has happened to them since this pandemic began? How many have gotten sick?
So we have had 7 deaths in the Greeley facility. So I believe we have the largest death toll for the entire country total for our plant. We have 316 positive cases, but we have not had testing for all of the workers. So they did not until this week even offer testing for asymptomatic workers. So the plant was closed back in April after the third death at the plant. So they are back and operating again. But yes, we've had several deaths since the plant was reopened.
And what are the conditions like at this point in the plant? Is the facility safe? How close together are the workers? What kind of protections do they have?
So while the plant was closed, the company did make some improvements to the plant, like in the lunchrooms, break rooms. They put plexiglass dividers up. On the fabrication side of the floor, they did put metal dividers up. They have markings on the floor to identify 6 foot of social distancing. They're staggering breaks. Also, they do not have the highest level of personal protective equipment like respirators. But without daily testing, and they opened up that plant without testing all of the workers, we've seen the numbers start to move up again. You know, the plant was about 120, somewhere around there, positive cases. Those were workers that were had symptoms and that were tested. Yesterday's numbers, we have 316. And they just started offering voluntary testing, but at a site that's not on the plant, you know, on the plant site. You have to drive to a community college and get tested, and they also have the testing during work hours. So they are going to have to do something about the personal protective equipment in areas in the plant where you just can't social distance.
Well, what do workers tell you? Are they glad to be going back into work, or are they afraid?
You know, a lot of workers are scared. They need to be able to pay their rent and provide, you know, a living for their families. A lot of workers are still grieving the death of their coworkers and as well as their family members that died. So we still have workers that are on ventilators. You know, we know of one family that soon have to make, the most horrible decision to take their family member, she's a JBS worker, off the ventilator, or, she will be on the ventilator for the rest of her life in a coma. So it's a really bad situation for the workers.
Kim, let me ask you this question, because there are a lot of listeners probably hearing you talk about this and wondering whether they ought to just stop buying meat for the moment because they don't want to contribute to this situation. What would you say to Americans who are hearing this and they're worried about being part of the problem?
There is a way that you can run this plant and keep the food supply chain going. We need to run it safely. So when the president of the United States invoked his executive order, you know, he failed to provide any type of safety mechanisms or invoke, you know, strong safety laws, enforceable laws. That would be number one. So you can run the food supply chain if we had safety controls in place. So there needs to be some real change in these industries, and you can continue to continue the flow of the food chain, but we need to have it safe for the workforce.
Let me finally ask you, you represent another group of workers, the Kroger's grocery store workers, and Kroger's has announced that it is ending hero pay for workers this weekend. That was an additional $2 an hour that it was giving to workers during this crisis. What are your workers saying about that?
Well, they're really upset because we're not out of the woods yet. You know, with the states opening up, these workers are going to be put, you know, they're still at risk. They have to often work, you know, address customers face to face while they're helping and assisting them. And for the company to take the bonus away, your workers don't understand that because the companies have profited the most. Kroger has. They've had record sales, but they're taking the pay away from these frontline workers. And so we're hoping that Kroger rethinks their decision and provide that additional $2 for these workers that have really risked everything, their health and safety as well as their family members.
That is Kim Cordova, who is president of UFCW Local 7 Union in Colorado and Wyoming. She represents meatpacking employees, grocery store workers, and more. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Have a wonderful day.